Kim on a whim.
You know things are really bad when you have to fake your own death. Have you heard about this story out of Wisconsin?
I only saw a headline on it. I didn't read it. What in the world? What was he trying to get out of? Like a bad marriage or a bad business deal or what?
Yes. He was trying to basically abandon his wife and his three kids.
Wow.
Believe it or not. How sad is that?
Chicken.
This Wisconsin guy faked
his
own drowning this summer. But this has been going on for months. The guy still isn't home. He ended up jetting off to Europe. But this whole thing is just wild to me. I think of that movie Gone Girl, remember?
Yeah.
Where she faked her own death. And, you know, you think you watch enough movies or you listen to enough crime podcasts that you would realize mistakes that some of these other people are making and then you wouldn't repeat them. And yet, for whatever reason, they do exactly that and they repeat them.
Yes.
Olivia Newton-John's husband did that.
Yeah.
Really?
That. Yes. Yeah, he disappeared.
And I take it that did not pan out the way.
Out.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, how many cases do you think have actually
worked?
Very few. Very, very few.
Even in Gone Girl, to spoil the book and the movie.
Well, I mean, there's a digital footprint now. You think you're erasing something, like this guy replaced his hard drive and did all the things and tried to clear out the history. Well, guess what? They were still able to get into the system and figured out some of the things
they
that he had been researching. That he'd been talking to some woman, some Russian woman, that he had been researching, paths to Europe. You know, basically what this guy did was he drove 50 miles to this lake where he, I guess, flipped over his kayak, dumped his phone in the lake, and then paddled using an inflatable boat to shore. Then he rode on an electric bike about 70 miles through the night to Madison, Wisconsin, hopped on a bus, and then went to Canada, and then got on a plane over there. And the way that they found out about this was because, of course, they have divers in there for like 50-some-odd days searching the lake, searching the surrounding areas, trying
for
to find
body,
this guy,
right,
after he's reported missing, and then come to find out, they realized that Canadian officials had run his name the day after he was reported missing. So that was kind of what tipped him off. And then it comes out that he had requested a new passport just months earlier, and he had taken out some life insurance policy that was, I guess, for his family. Like, all the typical things that you would do, he was kind of lining that up beforehand.
So I'm trying to follow here. How did he end up with any money? Had he set money aside somewhere to use in his next life? I mean, how is he funding his trip to Russia?
That's a great question. It says people aren't sure how he's supporting himself, but speculated that maybe he has a job. One person saying he's a smart guy. We don't know. That's the mystery in all of this. Was he saving up money secretly in some account that his wife didn't know about, and that's how he's funding his trip? Did this Russian lady, was she super wealthy and she agreed, hey, if you come over here, I'll support you financially? I mean, we don't really know the circumstances of that, but it is just so odd. And the fact that this guy's now had contact with authorities and he sent some video to them basically showing that he's in an apartment, that he's safe, but he still will not agree to come home. They don't even know where he specifically is.
They just know that he's alive.
They just know that he's alive. And I guess that was all he was trying to tell them, is like, hey, stop looking for me. I'm here. Hello. Listen to what the sheriff had to say.
There's one last thing I want to do. And this is the Ryan.
That's the guy's name, obviously.
Ryan, if you're viewing this, I plead that you contact us or contact your family. We understand that things can happen, but there's a family that wants their daddy back.
Isn't that so sad? The sheriff, you didn't hear it in the soundbite, although you could hear the emotion in the sheriff's voice, but he said, Christmas is coming. What better gift could your kids get than to be there for Christmas?
I think it might give those kids some closure to have to see the guy back in the flesh after thinking he was dead. I can understand that. And then I would give it about a week. And if his wife has any gumption, she'll kill him.
Well, the kids are also going to have to deal with the trauma that, oh, Dad, you wanted to get away from us. Well, likely the mom.
So badly.
So badly that you faked your own death. That's wild to me.
The guy, why do we pretend that this guy is super? He's clearly had a mental breakdown of some sort, right? This reminds me of this Chris Coleman case down here in Columbia, Illinois that I covered. He wanted out of his marriage because he had a girlfriend. He didn't want the responsibility of a wife and two young boys anymore. So he started emailing threats to himself, but the idiot did it from his work computer, so they immediately traced that IP. I mean, they had him trapped at every turn. They had all kinds of proof that he did what he did, right? And then he killed his own family and acted like he was at the gym when it happened. That's not the sign of somebody who's smart. It's a sign of somebody's having a mental health crisis. Mm-hmm. Clearly, this guy is nuts. Or you wouldn't do something like that.
Right.
Normal people don't do that. Go file for a divorce. Have some guts. If you need out of the marriage that bad, go file for a divorce and still be there for your kids, at least.
I mean, I'm not an advocate for divorce, but my gosh, I mean, faking your own death and abandoning your family like that.
I mean, if I'm this woman, I'm trying to find somebody like Liam Neeson who'll go find the guy and take care of him.
I will find you and I will kill you. I love that line. That gives me that's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, Jason Statham. Find me a Jason Statham-like character. Let's go find this guy and beat him senseless.
Him
like
down.
Drag him out of his apartment in Russia. Smuggle him out of the country. Bring him back here so he can face justice.
The sheriff said that this guy Ryan's biggest concern about returning, if he were to actually come home, is how the community will react.
What do you think?
Well, yeah, the community should be reacting in a negative way. You faked your own death to abandon your wife and your three children. Are we supposed to be like, oh, welcome back, here's your welcome back sign, I got you a fruit basket? Like, what does he think should be happening? Of course people are going to sit there thinking, what was going through your mind? How mentally ill are you? He should be returning back to Wisconsin and pretty much going directly to a mental facility.
Yeah. It's true. I was, when I saw the headline that the guy gave a proof of life video or something.
Yes, recorded on a cell phone, looked like.
But they still don't know exactly where he is.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere in Europe, talking to some Russian lady is all they know. But I'm just picturing this guy, going out in his kayak and being like, all right, time to flip my kayak. Okay, now I have to dump my phone in there.
So what has the wife's reaction been? Have we heard anything from her? I haven't seen anything.
Unless it's some article I haven't seen. I haven't. This particular one that I was reading doesn't talk about that. But he chose that lake to fake his own death that was 50 miles away from his home because it was the deepest lake in Wisconsin at 237 feet. And I guess he went out to the deepest area to make sure that's where he flipped the kayak.
Yeah. Didn't, what's her name's husband, Carl, that you mentioned, didn't
Olivia Newton-John.
He tried
himself.
Something like that, right? Yeah. Like they found his boat floating in the ocean, but he wasn't in it.
Yeah.
So of course in the ocean, there's a good chance your body's been eaten by something much larger than you. So they wouldn't expect to find a body, mm-hmm. which might make a little more logical sense if you were trying to do something like that.
Right, versus just searching a relatively lake. So whatever, do you remember what happened, Carl, with that?
How are people,
you getting a plane to come in and haul you away? Because it's not like you're going to get some little inflatable boat like this guy did.
You have to have
resources.
If you're
going to the middle of the ocean and you're flipping over your boat to pretend like you died, then there's got to be some smart way you figured out to get safely somewhere else. Yep. You're not going to take a little inflatable boat in the middle of the ocean and paddle to shore, right?
He lives in Mexico now.
Yeah.
And the U.S. Coast Guard was looking for him.
In all these resources, the time, the money, I mean, it was allocated to these search and rescue efforts, and it was all for nothing because the guy's alive in Europe.
Well, talk about mental illness. I have said it for the longest time that these people who suddenly wake up one day and decide they're a different gender are not only science deniers, they're nuts, right? They have some mental health issues. Congresswoman Nancy Mace has been on fire in D.C. And yesterday she got on an interview with a reporter from Scripps Howard, which I believe Scripps is based in Cincinnati. I think I'm right about that. I think I know somebody that works for him right now. And she's doing an interview with Nancy Mace, and she ripped this reporter a new one on a couple of points during this interview. I'm going to play it for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back.